to. We're going to look at several verses tonight, but I'll have you turn to two in particular. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 6 in just a few moments. While you're turning there, I have intercessors right now who are praying for us. Amen. At my church. Amen. I believe in intercessors, don't you? And we have some intercessors at our church that I've contacted. I even spoke to them today. In fact, I have a couple that's going to be floating in here in just a few minutes. They actually drove all the way. It took us over 2 hours to get here. I didn't realize that. But they're going to be floating in here in just a few moments also. And everywhere I go, I always let my intercessors know that I'm going to be there when I'm going to be in the pulpit. And they have committed to be on their face before the Lord interceding for you during that period of time and for me. And so just as a way of honoring them, there's nothing magical about it, nothing mystical, nothing religious about it whatsoever, but they gave me a prayer cloth. Amen. Amen. And I like to wear this just to say, Jesus, thank you for intercessors. Amen. And amen. So that's all this is, okay? So don't think like, you know, oh, that's something special. Nothing special about this except for it's a gift from people that love me. And that makes it real special. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got Matthew 6, so stick your finger in there. And then once you also find very quickly 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to hear the word of the Lord tonight?
Amen.
I can tell. I can really tell. I've already been very impressed, which I shouldn't have been. You know, when you have great pastors, you have great people.
Amen.
And I can tell already you're great people, and you'll understand that in just a few minutes. Every once in a while, the Lord will download a truth that will totally transform your life. Okay? You know, let me let you understand something. We all the time think that if we can, we're all the time looking for that magical key that will unlock the door, and then from there on, we're going to live in utopia.
Amen.
There is no such key.
Amen.
There is no one thing that you need as a church that all of a sudden is going to cast you into the next level, and you're just forever going to soar. There are keys to the kingdom.
Amen.
You understand that? Not one, keys. Yes. To the kingdom. And about 2.5 years ago, the Lord unloaded a key that I had never seen before. And Pastor Claude, in all honesty, whenever I did this series that I'm going to be addressing tonight on honor, it literally transformed our entire congregation and took us leaps and bounds like I've never seen a series do ever before in my entire ministry. And that's a big statement. And I want to just talk to you tonight on the subject of cultivating a culture of honor, because this is a night of honor. And Pastor Claude, you know, told me that this is a night of honor. I said, hey, well, I'd love to come and be able to share some insights that the Lord had given to me that has radically changed my life, okay? I've always been a respectful person, but I did not always know how to honor people. And there's a big difference, okay? You already, because you have a man who understands honor already, already understand certain things about honor, and I know that by your behavior, even the way that you introduced me and honored me as I came forward, okay? But there are depths of this truth that I believe that, how many of you want a move of God in this church? Okay, there is not one key that's going to release a move of God. But there are keys, and I'm telling you right now, this one on honor is a strategic key that we need to understand.
Amen.
As a pastor in America, I desperately hurt for the American church. The American church is in terrible condition. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the reason why we're in terrible condition is because the average American is more, American Christian is more American than they are Christian. Are you hearing me? Most churches are more American in their understanding and in their relationship with one another than they are Christian. We understand democracy, but we don't understand kingdom.
Come on.
Okay? And that has caused a terrible effect to take place in America. Okay? See, in the American church, we are taught our rights as a believer. This is We're taught the authority of the believer. This is my authority. And we're taught, I can demand this and I can demand that. And you know what? There is truth in that. I believe that we have an authority as a believer. I believe I have a right as a child of God. But in our learning about authority and learning about rights, we have lost some very valuable virtues, and one of them is honor. I do not consider myself an old man. I consider myself a young man, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you. I like you already, sister. But I consider myself a young man. But listen to me. I remember being taught. I remember. I'm only 49. I remember being taught that when a lady entered the room, you stood up.
Come on, Pastor.
Some of you ladies like that? Wouldn't that be cool? I was taught that if you were within running distance of a door and a woman was approaching the door, you ran and you opened the door for her. Okay? I was taught principles of honor that we no longer understand in America. Can you say amen? See, we know how to bash people in authority. We know how to destroy people in authority, right? We mock the president. We mock the leaders. Hello. But we have forgotten how to honor leaders. We have forgotten how to honor one another. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let me just remind you of just a few practical principles of honor that I learned as a child. Number one, call people by their name. Hello, the sweetest sound to your ear is your name. Okay? Now, I know some of you are thinking, no, it's Jesus. No, let's get the religious mask off for a minute. You love it when somebody calls you by name. Okay? It means something to you. You know what? Honor people by learning their name. Simply. And honor them by looking at them. When you're talking to somebody, don't look down. Don't look over their shoulder. Look at them eyeball to eyeball. That is a simple way of honoring somebody. Say amen. Speak clearly. Teenager, speak clearly, okay? Don't mumble under your breath. Be respectful. Let me have my phone. Speak clearly, okay? This right here, y'all know what this is, young people? All those who are under 30 years old, let me tell you what this is. This is a phone. Answer your phone. Better yet, return the message when you miss one. Don't make me have to text you to get a hold of you. If they're below 30 years old and I want to get a hold of them, I don't even bother calling them anymore. I text them because I know they won't answer their phone. That's disrespectful and dishonorable. Hello. Return a phone call. Please. It's honorable to stand when somebody of authority that deserves respect enters the room. When the President of the United States comes in, what happens? Everybody stands to attention. Amen? I have a lot of Indian people that live in India, in my church. And I'll never forget an experience I had one time. I went to their house because they wanted me to, as their pastor, to come eat. And I always pray when I go to people's house to eat, especially when they're of another nationality. I'm just being real honest, okay? And so I'm over there, and we were in the living room, and we're having this conversation. And I mean, we're in the heated conversation. We have a great conversation going on. And all of a sudden, before I even realize what happened, everybody shuts up and jumps to their feet. Well, I'm a quick learner, so I shut up and I jumped to my feet, too. I didn't know what in the world was going on. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Grandpa just had walked through the door. And Grandpa was, I'm going to show my age now. You know Tim Conway on Caribou Net? He comes staring in. It's about just like that, too. And we stood there for a good 3 to 5 minutes. Nobody saying a thing. And he came. And he sat down, and then we sat down. Nobody said a word. It felt like forever. It probably was only 30 seconds, but it felt like forever. And finally, he said hello, We said hello and we kept on talking. Then all of a sudden, without any notification ahead of time, Grandpa stands up and immediately everybody shuts up and stands up. And we watched him. And when he closed the door, we sat down and started talking. And I said, okay, I think I know what just happened, but explain to me what happened. And they said, he's the patriarch of the family. And when he comes in, everybody shuts up, we stand up in honor of him, and we wait till he starts the conversation. And I thought, now there's a culture that still understands honor. The most honorable people in this room, along with your pastors, ought to be the gray-haired saints.
Amen.
Amen. Teenagers would do themselves a favor to sit down and listen to them. Okay? Now, I'm not being disrespectful when I say this, okay? I know sometimes they repeat themselves. They'll tell the same story 5 times in a row. In the same hour. I understand that. Okay? But if you will honor them, there will be words of wisdom that will slip out every once in a while that will radically change your life. But if you disrespect them and dishonor them, you will never be able to glean from that gift. And Grandma and Grandpa, let me tell you something. I don't care if they do wear their britches down here, okay? And they have to walk like this to keep their pants up. Everybody deserves honor. Everybody does, and our young people need to be respected and honored as well. And all the young people can say amen right there. Come on now, come on. That's your chance. Another way you honor somebody is be on time. Come on now. When I have an appointment with somebody, I will be there. I will be the first one there. I will not come staggering in late. And can I honor you for a moment? Because you were on time for service tonight.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you the reason why. Let me tell you the reason why God does not move in a lot of church services across America. It's because people want to be what they call fashionably late for church and not realizing they're dishonoring the holy presence of God. They come staggering in like they're more important than God is. Hello. And we've already started worshiping service. God's in the house. And we think that we're more important than God, so we got to show up last for the party.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on. Isn't that the truth now? Who's the one supposed to come in last in the party? The guest of honor. So you think you're more honorable than God. And we wonder why we don't have a move of God in our church. Because we disrespect God by not even getting there on time. You would never come in to see the President of the United States late. Shame on anybody that thinks they can come to the house of the Lord late. Come on. Now, I know some of you came here from work and all that and you couldn't help it, so I'm not bashing you, okay? But I'm telling you, I turned to Dane, did I not? And I said, this church was on time. I almost passed out. Can I tell you something? When you're on time, when you come early, as many of you were, you know what you're doing? You're saying, Lord, I am anticipating something moving. Yes. I'm anticipating you tonight. I've come so excited, I can't wait to get to church on time and get there early. Hello, are you listening? Yes. See, that's a way of honoring people. Amen? Yes. Let me just share one or two others. Honor your waitress and your waiter by giving them a big tip.
Come on.
Okay, at least 20%. Don't, listen, don't disrespect them. Honor them. One of the ways that you honor, and in all honesty, I was really hoping that he was going to take the offering before my message, because I don't want this to be self-seeking at all, okay? I had no clue he was going to. But can I tell you something? Whenever we have a guest speaker, we say that we're going to take up a, we call it love offering, or we call it a what? Honorarium.
That's right, yes.
Now let me tell you what, an honorarium is not pay. Okay? But many times, let's be honest with one another. Many times, if the preacher does a good job, we give a good offering.
Amen.
And if he doesn't do as good as what we thought he should, we don't give quite as good an offering. You know what you're doing? You're not honoring him. You're paying him.
Ah.
You're paying him according to the job that he did.
Wow.
instead of honoring for him for who he is or who she is. So you honor, you give a gift because of who they are. When you go to a birthday party, what do you bring? In what? In honor of the birthday boy, the birthday girl, right? When you go to a wedding, what do you bring? A gift. Why? In honor of the bride and groom. Did they earn it? They don't deserve it, right? Hello. I mean, why do we celebrate birthdays anyway? What did you do on your birthday? You ought to be sending your mama a card is what you ought to be doing. She's the one that did all the work, right, mamas? Well, give me the gifts. I gave you the gift of life. You ought to be, hello.
Amen.
We're so messed up. But honor, listen, this is what honor means. Honor means to esteem, to value, to revere, and to hold in high regard. See? And we do not, listen, we do not realize, here's the problem, church, and I'm going to show you tonight. We do not realize that because of our lack of honor, we are robbing ourselves of the blessings that could be ours. Because when you honor something, what you do is you release the gift that is inside that thing to be released to you. When you honor, listen, when you honor a prophet, guess what you get? A prophet's reward, right? When you honor, what you do is you release that gift that's in them inside of you. Okay? But when you don't honor, what you do is you actually stop the gift that God put inside of that person from even flowing in your own life. This even happened in the life of Jesus. Look at Matthew chapter 6. I ask you to turn there. Matthew chapter 6.